Hi, this is Happy Traum, and this is tape number 6 of Five String Banjo Styles. And we're going to continue in our work with the up-picking and double-thumbing in the right hand, and going on to more unusual or different chord patterns than we've been doing with the left hand. Let's get into the C tuning to start off with. And here's my high D string, the first string. Second string, B. Third string, G. Fourth string, C. And my fifth string, G. And now if you fret your C chord with your left hand, you should get this chord. Now in the key of C, you should be familiar with the C chord, the F chord, and the G7th. And I guess the G chord also. I'd like to try some songs in minor key. Let's go to C minor. Now, as you can see from the chord diagram, the C minor chord is simply the first fret on the first two strings, and you can use your index finger to bar across. So all you're doing really is, if you look at your regular C major chord, the C minor chord, you're dropping the note that's being fretted on the first string by one fret. So here's your C major, and here's C minor. Now if you worked with tape number 5, we did some songs that went from G major to F major. We did Little Maggie and Darling Corey and The House Carpenter. Well, naturally, we can do the same thing in the key of C, whether it's C major or C minor. Very often, folk songs and more contemporary pop songs too, very often will go from, let's say, a C minor down a whole step to B flat. Now the B flat, if you look at the diagram, you bar the first three strings at the third fret with your index finger, and then your third finger comes out and plays the fourth string, fifth fret. So here's your B flat chord. Try C minor, and now your B flat, C minor. You can also play C major, B flat, C. Now, the C minor to the B flat, if you play the guitar, you might have played some songs that go from A minor to G major, or from E minor to D major. Well, this is the same kind of progression. For instance, here's a song that you might have come across if you've played guitar, or certainly you've heard it if you've listened to folk music much. The song is called Shady Grove, and just for the sake of my voice, once again, I'm going to move my capo up to the 4th fret, retune the 5th string. Now I'm in the key of E minor. And by now, I hope that you're able to transpose pretty quickly in your head by use of the capo. So if you know that with the capo off you're playing C minor and B flat, then you'll know that if it's on the 4th fret you're playing E minor and D major. Here's your C minor position. It's E minor now. And now try your B flat position, which is a D now. Now, if you remember when we were playing the major chord, we were hammering on the 3rd string 2nd fret. It sounded like this. Well, now with the minor chord, we're going to hammer on the 3rd string 3rd fret, and you can use your ring finger for that. Why don't you try that with me once? You can also hammer on the second string third fret. Listen. Well, just for starts, let's try an old Southern Mountain dance tune called Shady Grove. You might have heard this song. The one thing you'll have to do is practice going from that E minor or C minor, we'll call it by its open position name, going from the C minor position to the B flat position rather quickly. But let's start it out slowly. Try to follow along if you want to watch the tablature as you do it. Try to follow along with me. And I'll do it slowly, and then I'll do it up to tempo so you can hear how it's supposed to sound, and then we'll do it as an instrumental too. Get in some of that double thumbing and up picking that we've been doing before. This is about half tempo now. Wish I was in Shady Grove, sitting in a one-arm chair, with one arm around my liquor keg and the other one around my dear. Shady Grove, my true love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my true love, I'm going back to Harlem. Get those chord changes on time. Well, I wish I had a nickel, I wish I had a dime, I wish I had a pretty little girl to love me all the time. Shady Grove, my true love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my true love, I'm going back to Harlem. Now, if you're having trouble with this so far, I suggest you stop here and go back and practice these chords until you can do them really quickly. Here it is up to tempo. Well, 16 horses in my team, leaders, they are blind. Every time the sun goes down, got a pretty gal on my mind. Shady Grove, my true love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my true love, I'm going back to Harlem. When I was a little boy, I was looking for a knife. Now I am a bigger boy, all I want's a wife. Shady Grove, my true love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my true love, I'm going up to Harlem. Okay, listen to this now. True love, Shady Grove, my darling, Shady Grove, my true love, I'm going up to Harlem. One more time. Now let's slow that instrumental down a little bit. There are a few changes that I made in there. One that you ought to know is that you can play that C minor chord, instead of playing it down at the first fret, just by barring the first two strings, you can play another position of it, and it's the equivalent of when you play the C major chord and you bar the fifth fret. Well, this time, instead of barring it, you're going to play it the way it is in the diagram, with your third finger on the first string fifth fret, second finger on the third string fifth fret, and your first finger down one to make it the minor on the fourth string, the second string fourth fret. Sorry about that. So that gives you another position, a higher position of your basic minor chord. You have two ways of playing the same chord now, this way and this way. Okay, let's take this instrumental slowed down quite a bit and break it down and see what we've been doing. We start out by picking the melody on the second string. Now, here we could go straight to the B flat and play the melody like that, which would be perfectly okay if you listen to it fast. But what I did a couple of times was to get this extra note in, which is the way the melody really goes. Shady Grove, my true love. And in order to get that, I delay playing the B flat by one beat so that I can fret that second string third fret with my ring finger and pull off, and then jump to the B flat real fast and play the third string. So here's that first line. So you really have two ways of playing it, and you can use your own judgment as to which you like best. Okay, then for the next line, back to the second string. Now I play the first string, third fret, and then slide up to that second position of the minor chord. And if you play guitar, by the way, you might have realized that that position is very much like the D7th position on the guitar. Just if you get your fingers oriented that way, it might be easier to get to it quickly. So, here we go again with that second line. Shady Grove, my darling. Okay, you should be up in the high position now of that minor chord. Let's try the first two lines together. Okay, now there are different ways that you can get to that. Shady Grove, my darling. You might want a double thumb just on the fifth string there. Hear that? Or you might have heard while I was doing it that I hammered on twice, first on the second string, then on the first string, third fret, and then slide up to the other position. Now, holding this position of the minor chord on the 4th and 5th frets, I stretch my pinky way out, 3 frets above, and I get this note. Now, this is a little bit easier with the capo on the 4th fret than it is with the capo all the way off, and you'll have to just do some stretching to get this. So the pinky just comes on there for a minute. Shady Grove, then it comes off. Now, what I was doing before was I was double thumbing that. Both those beats. And then play a B flat and double thumb. Okay. Then back to your minor, basic position. You can double thumb it or B flat, C minor. Okay, here it is together. As with any other instrumental that we play during the course of any of these tapes, whether it be banjo or guitar or anything, this is never going to stay the same way twice, and you ought to know right now that you can vary it any way you want, and if you listen to me play it, I'm not going to play it the same way twice as well. So let me do it once for you, back up to tempo. I'll play it through a couple of times as an instrumental, just a little bit slower than at normal speed. So you can try to follow it on the tablature, and then stop the tape and try to work your way up to it as best you can. It might take some practice. Here we go. Typo down. Well, I think you'll find that there's quite a bit to work on in that tune. I hope it doesn't give you too much trouble. I'd like to go on to a different kind of a song now, but in the same key, and one that entails one or two other chords. It's one of the most powerful of all the contemporary ballads that I've ever heard, written about 10 years ago by Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger. It's called The Spring Hill Disaster. It's a song about a mining disaster that occurred in Nova Scotia in 1958. And I'm going to move the capo down 2 frets and play this in D minor now. Now, once again, I ought to say that if you are not familiar with the use of the capo, it's indispensable to banjo playing. If you don't have a capo at this moment while you're learning this tape, then you may as well do this all, just try to do it all in C minor in your regular straight tuning without the capo. But as soon as you can, you should get a capo and practice transposing these songs to the various keys that you have. If you have a regular five-string banjo, that is not one with an extended neck, you'll have four different frets that you can put the capo on before the fifth string starts to interfere with it, and even then you can get around it. Many people use a guitar-sized capo if they want to use the capo up above the fifth fret and get into other sounds further up. But for now, we're just going to be working in the 4 frets below the fifth string. Okay, now I'm in D minor, and here's the way the Ballad of Spring Hill goes. Let me just show you what the chords are. There's D minor. Now, once again, in this case it's D minor, but it's your C minor position, and I'll have this all written out for you so you can see it too. C, which is your B flat position. There's an G major, which is your F position, regular F position, and there's one more chord that you should know. It's the relative major of this basic minor chord. Now let's say we're in C minor. Of course, this is D minor now, but let's say it's C minor. Your relative major is E flat, and the way you play that is by barring across the first 4 strings on the 3rd fret and making a C-type position with your 2nd and 4th fingers behind the bar, as you see in the diagram, and that's your B-flat. And if you listen to it, you can hear the relationship between that major and the minor. It's very important to know that. It also is a relationship between the E-flat and the B-flat. Okay, I'll play the Ballad of Spring Hill, or the Spring Hill Disaster, for you now. And, by the way, you really should try to listen to Peggy Seeger play the banjo. She's really excellent, and she does this style and many other styles, of course, very well. And she and Ewan McCall are two of my favorite singers. Here's the Ballad of Spring Hill. I won't do the whole thing for you because it's a very long song, but I will send along the extra verses. In the town of Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, down in the dark of the Cumberland mine, there's blood on the coal and the miners lie in the roads that never saw sun nor sky. The roads that never saw sun nor sky. In the town of Spring Hill, you don't sleep easy. Often the earth will tremble and roll. When the earth is restless, miners die. Bone and blood are the price of coal. Bone and blood are the price of coal. Spring Hill, Nova Scotia, late in the year of 58. Day still comes and the sun still shines, but it's dark as a grave in the Cumberland mines. Dark as a grave in the Cumberland mines. face the miners working. The rattle of the belt and the cutter's blade. The rumble of the rock. Walls came down. Living and the dead men 2 miles down. Living and the dead men 2 miles down. Well, the song goes on, telling about that mine disaster. Now, there are several chord positions you're going to need to know. Of course, there are the basic ones, which we've gone over already, and which will probably just take a lot of practice for you to get. But then on the instrumental, which I played fairly straight without too much pulling off or too much double thumbing, it's going to be necessary for you to know other chord positions further up the neck. Now, let's just refer to all the chord positions as if we were in the key of C minor, and I'll keep naming them by the C minor names. Then, when you use the capo, you can try to memorize them in different positions. It is good, of course, to know them. Let's say to know that it's, when the capo is on, it's not C minor, but it's D minor, and G, not F. But just for the sake of everybody keeping our heads together, I'll talk about this as if it was in C minor. Now, let's just take the instrumental, since I think the singing part pretty much speaks for itself. On the instrumental, I started on the second position of that basic C minor chord, which means it's up at the 4th and 5th fret. Okay, and start on the 3rd string. Then on the 1st string. Then your B-flat chord. Now you might have noticed that I pulled off on that B-flat chord. And what I did is I used my second finger on the 4th fret of the 2nd string. So that first part goes like this. Got that? Okay, then back to C minor. First string, 3rd fret, then the next position of C minor up on the 4th and 5th frets. Then stretch your pinky way out, just like we did in Shady Grove, 3 frets above the chord. And now you're going to play the second position of the F chord, which is on the 5th, 6th, and 7th frets. And C minor. Okay, let's try that whole thing up to that point together. And there might be some double thumbing that I'll put in on top of it all, but basically it's the same thing. Here we go. And instead of starting right on that 3rd string 5th fret, start with the 3rd string open. In the town of Spring Hill. Or with the pull off. Take that much up to tempo so you can hear what it sounds like. Now we're going to go up to another position of C minor, and this time we're going to bar across the 10th fret and put the pinky on the 12th fret. This is, of course, with the capo on the 2nd fret. Ordinarily, you'd be 2 frets lower. Then pick up the pinky. And then we go down back to the F on the 5th, 6th, and 7th frets. So just take that passage way up to the 10th and 12th frets. And now we're going to go to another position of the B flat. It's like your basic F chord, except now it's up on the 6th, 7th, and 8th frets. F, C minor. Okay, here's that whole thing. With a little double thumbing, you can do it like this. Let's see. Then the rest of it is pretty straightforward. Tablature, I don't think you'll have too much trouble with that. Okay, let's try it all together, slower than up to tempo, but see if you can do it with me. Practice it first for a while and then get back to it and see if you can follow this. Here we go, from the top. You should be able to get that. Try to memorize these chord positions so when they come up in other songs, you won't have any trouble remembering them. And when you feel ready, you can go on to the other side of the tape.